and welcome to a Monday night and a week of basketball coming up for you here on KMM. We've got basketball from the districts in Schuyler County. It's Princeton and Putnam County girls coming up first. And tonight's game is being brought to you by these Putnam County sponsors, and they include Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper, and Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories north of Memphis. It's 6:01, 57 degrees, and let's take you down to Queen City, Missouri for tonight's play-by-play. Here's the Hall of Famer, Donnie Middleton.
And thank you, Dave, and welcome everybody to Schuyler County R1 High School, home of this year's Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament. And it's girls' night tonight, as we have two girls' games for you, the 4-5 game and the 3-6 game. And the first one will be the 4th-seed Princeton Lady Tigers, the 5th-seed Putnam County Lady Midgets. And let's take a look at the starting lineup. First four, the Princeton Ladies, Emily Addie Hinkey. She's a 5'6 freshman. Claire Buckler, 5'6 a junior. Lauren Crone at 5'9 a senior. Mackenzie Duncan at 5'7 a junior. And Grace Kelly at 5'11 and a sophomore. So Addie Hinkey, Claire Buckler, Lauren Crone, Mackenzie Duncan, and Grace Kelly. And the Lady Tigers go 5'6, 5'6, 5'9, 5'7. And 5-11, they are 15-8, and they come into the 4th seed, coached by Steve Richmond. For the Putnam County ladies, it'll be Elise Perkins, a freshman, Ray Schnelly, a senior, Adeline Dickerson, a junior, Carly Seaton, a sophomore, and Jesslyn Knowles, a junior. Elise Perkins, Ray Schnelly, Adeline Dickerson, Carly Seaton, and Jesslyn Knowles, and Lady Midgets are 10-12 and coached by Keith Smith. As both teams being introduced, again, a 4-5 matchup. Princeton, the number 4 seed, and Putnam County, the number 5 seed. Just about a couple weeks ago, we had these two teams for you on the radio, and Princeton came out on top over the Putnam County ladies. But Dave and I were talking about it. Princeton led by 14 at halftime. Putnam County came back and actually took the lead, a 2-point lead late in that ball game. So a 4-5 matchup, anything can happen in a tournament. Hey, Coach. Corey. As both teams out on the floor, and it's going to be Adeline Dickerson to jump center against Grace Kelly, and the ball is up. Tip is controlled by Putnam County. Grace Kelly with the basketball gets it to Carly Seaton, and Seaton takes to the left wing as Princeton comes out in a 1-2-2 zone. They get it inside to Dickerson, puts up a shot, missed it. And Kelly comes off with the rebound. Gives it to Hinkey. Hinkey brings it across the timeline. Kicks it over to Duncan. On the now Buckler in the left corner. Dribble to the left wing. They'll try to get it to Hinkey in a double team. Lost it. Picks it back up. Dribbles out between the two circles. Now down to the right wing to Duncan. Duncan just tried to get it to Kelly. An airmail to pass over Kelly's head and out of bounds. But it was touched by Putnam County. So Kelly will inbound. Quick three by Hinkey on the way. No good. Kelly off the rebound. Kelly underneath the basket. Makes one pass, maybe too many to Crone. Crone put up a shot, missed it. And out of the rebound comes Jessica Knowles to Dickerson. Now they give it to Carly Seaton between the two circles. Out pops Knowles between the two circles. Knowles gives it to Smelly on the right wing beyond the arc. To Elise Perkins between the two circles. Now Seaton on the left wing. Seaton takes it down to the right block. Puts it up. No good. But you do the foul. And the foul should be on Grace Kelly. And it will be. So Grace Kelly picks up her first foul. Carly Seaton at the line for a shot up. Got it. So Carly Seaton has 1 point. Putnam County on the board with 6:49 left to play in the first quarter. Seaton's second free throw on the way off the front of the rim, no good. And Kelly comes off the rebound, gets it to Crone. As Crone will bring it across the timeline to Henke on the left wing. Henke dribbles to free throw line, lost the ball, had it stripped away, picked up by Adeline Dickerson. Now Elise Perkins. That's Perkins with the basketball. Bounce pass across the timeline to the right wing. Now atop the key to Seton. Jesselyn Knowles across the free throw line to Snelly. Perkins has it down the left lane. Kicks it off in the corner to Jesselyn Knowles. Now she tried to bounce pass out to Carly Seton, and Seton couldn't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Princeton basketball. As Mackenzie Duncan will inbound to Addie Henke. To Duncan. They give it to Crone. Three-pointer on the way. Bullseye. Lauren Crone hits a three, and it's 3-1. Princeton with the lead. Perkins, so that's Seton, brings it across the timeline. Seton gives it to Perkins on the left wing beyond the arc. Skips it over to Knowles in the right corner. Drives the right baseline. Kicks it underneath. Dickerson put up a shot. Missed it. That drew the foul. And let's see, the foul's going to be on. It'll be on Duncan, I believe. So let me see. I do not. First shot by Adeline Dickerson is up. It's good. That makes it 3-2. I'm trying to find Mackenzie Duncan, and did I miss her? Evidently, I did. So, anyway, she picks up her first foul. And it's 3-2. Princeton with the lead is Duncan with the basketball in the right corner. Tried to pass through it along the baseline to Buckler. And is punched out of bounds. So, it'll be Grace Kelly to inbound for the Lady Tigers underneath her own basket. As Kelly looks for somebody, gets it underneath the Crone off glass. In and out. No good. Kelly with the rebound. Out of a double team from a shot. Missed it, but drew the foul. Well, the foul's going to be on Jesselyn Knowles. That's her first. So first foul on Jesselyn Knowles. And Grace Kelly will go to the line and shoot a pair. Looks for her first point. Shot up, missed it. 5:35 left to play in the first quarter. 3-2, Princeton with the lead as Grace Kelly eyes it, fires it, and got it. First point for Grace Kelly. 4-2. Princeton with the lead. Button with the basketball. Carly Seton will bring it across the timeline. As Seton gives it to Perkins on the right wing. Out pops Dickerson, top of the key to Knowles on the left wing. Inside it goes to Perkins off glass. Got it. What a shot by the freshman, Elise Perkins. And we're tied at 4. As Pinky across the timeline dribbles into a double team. Gets the ball out to Buckler. And now they take the Duncan on the right wing. In the right corner to Crone. Crone on the right wing. Still with the dribble. Drives along the baseline. Gives the ball to Kelly. Puts it up. Got it. 3 points for Grace Kelly. 2 points. Princeton lead 6-4. Seton will come across the timeline. Seton has it between the two circles. To Knowles between the two circles. Knowles looks for somebody. Gives it to Seton for three off the left wing. Threw an air ball. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Princeton basketball. 4:38 left to play in the first quarter. 6-4. Princeton with the lead. Duncan with the basketball. Bounce pass to Henke. Lost it. And stolen away by Putnam County. They give it to Seton. She takes it to the hoop. Puts up the shot. Missed it. But drew the foul. And the foul's going to be on Duncan. Two fouls on Mackenzie Duncan. And at the line, Carly Seed to shoot a pair. First one's up the fence and out, no good. As coming into the ball game is Randa Shahan. As Shahan is in, Duncan is out. So Seaton with one, looking for two. Shots up, air ball to the end. Now Jenna. Jenna Knowles will check in, and out of the ball game will come Adeline Dickerson. It's a little pressure by Putnam County. As Crone will bring it across the timeline to the right wing. Now a shot's put up. No good by Shahan. Whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Jesselyn Knowles. So Jesselyn Knowles picks up her second personal foul. Adeline Dickerson gets set to check back in. And At the line will be Lauren Crone. Crone has three, looking for four. Shots up. Got it. So 4 points for Lauren Crone. Makes it 7-4. Princeton with a lead. Second shot by Crone on the way. Got them both. Well, she got a foul shooting a three. So I guess she got three shots. As Destin Knowles will check out, Adeline Dickerson checks in. 8-4. Princeton with a lead. Is Crone going for the hat trick? She's 2-for-2. Eyes it, fires it, got him. So three more points for Lauren Crone. She has six. And it's 9-4. Princeton with a lead. Seton with the basketball. Has it between the two circles. Seton bounce pass to Dickerson, free throw line. She gets it down to Snelly on the right baseline. Back to Seton, top of the key. Gives it to Snelly on the left wing, beyond the arc. Jenna Knowles. Now Elise Perkins. To Seton on the right side of the circle. Had the ball slapped away, picked up by Perkins. Perkins gives the ball to Seton. Seton will take it down in the paint. Had the ball knocked away, picked up by Grace Kelly. Here comes Princeton. Kelly pulls up on the left wing. Now a dribble drive into the paint by Crone. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Adeline Dickerson. That's her first. So first foul on Adeline Dickerson. Third team foul against Putnam County. Kelly inbounds to Hinkie. Hinkie from the dotted line puts up a shot. No good. And Snelly off the rebound. She's tied up. They call the jump ball. All the way to possession. Stays with Putnam, or Princeton. So Addie Hinkie will inbound underneath her own basket. As Hinkie looks for somebody. Bounce pass. In the corner goes to Buckler. Stolen away by Seton. Seton to the house. Lays it up and got it. Charlie Seton with 3 points. Placed here by Putnam County. Crone gives the ball to Hinkie. Hinkie takes it to the left wing behind the back dribble. They try to double team her along the timeline. Still with the dribble. Takes it to the right wing. Inside the arc. And she walked with it. A little throw hop into the paint. And she walked. So a turnover gives it back to Putnam County, 9-6. Princeton with a lead. Seton will bring it across the timeline. Seton dribbles to the right wing. Inside the arc, gives it out to Perkins on the right wing. Jenna Knowles, now Grace Snelly on the left wing. To Seton. As it's poked away from behind by Hinkie. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. Out of bounds underneath it on basket. 2:51 left to play in the first quarter. Snelly on the right, in the right corner. Gives it to Knowles. Now they swing around the left corner. Perkins for three. No good. Snelly can draw the rebound. Jenna Knowles off glass. Got it. Gives the assist to Grace Snelly. 9-8. Princeton with the lead as Hinkie with the basketball on the left wing. A whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Carly Seton. So Seton picks up her first foul. It's Grace Kelly. Will inbound to Hinkie on the left wing. In the left corner, shots put up by Shahan. No good, a three-pointer. And a rebound loose on the floor, picked up by Buckler. Put up a shot, missed it. And whistle, the foul's going to be against Putnam County, and it's going to be on Grace Snelly. So Snelly picks up her first foul. That's the 15th foul against Putnam County as Hinkie will inbound. Gets it to Kelly at the top of the key. Now it's Shahan. Cut off on the left baseline. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Good inside, but slapped right back in the face. Now inside to Kelly. Kelly in a double team. Pushed off, got away with it. Now Shahan for three, no good. Thrown off the rebound. Her put back, no good. And Elise Perkins comes off with the rebound, ties up Crone. Jump ball and alternating possession back to Putnam County. 1:57 left to play in the first quarter. 9-8, Princeton with the lead. Putnam with the basketball. As Carly Seton across the timeline takes it to the right wing, gives it back to Perkins, top of the key. Now takes it down the left lane. Knowles has it in the left corner. Knowles takes it to the dotted line, puts up the shot, missed it. And Crone comes off with the rebound. Crone lost the ball, picked up by Dickerson, missed it. Wide open, shot off the block. Now Hinkie had the ball slapped away again, and it's picked up by Elise Perkins. Perkins will take it to the house, lays it up and got it. 4 points, Elise Perkins. 1 point, Putnam lead. Pressure by the Lady Midget. As Crone with the basketball and a whistle and a foul. A foul is going to be on Carly Seaton, and that will be her second. 1:10 left to play in the first quarter. 16 fouls against Putnam County. So Grace Kelly will inbound on the far sideline. Gets the ball inside, wide open. Crone missed it. A wide open shot off the right block. She was too wide open, evidently. And on the rebound, a jump ball, alternating possession, stays with Princeton. So Abby Hinkey, underneath her own basket, bounce pass to Shahan for three on the way, no good. And Jenna Knowles off the rebound, gets it to Perkins. As Perkins will bring it across the timeline, gets the ball over to Snelly between the two circles. Snelly gives it to Boy, you didn't even talk about it. Carly Seaton walked with it. Tried to take it down in the paint, and Seaton walked with it. Now into the ball game, will come Hannah Allnut, and out of the ball game, will come Claire Buckler. So Allnut in, Buckler out. As Crone gets inbounds pass, gives it back to Hinkey. Hinkey will bring it across the timeline. Putnam County in the 2-3 zone. Allnut on the right wing. Now Crone dribbles into a triple team, lost the ball, and it's fine. Well, then stolen back by Crone. A little 10-footer, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. Carly Seaton will inbound to Snelly, back to Seaton. As Seaton will motor across the timeline, takes it to the free throw line, gives it out to Snelly on the right wing beyond the arc. To Madison McMillan into the ball game, and back to Jenna Knowles, and Knowles walked with it. So turnover, Putnam County, 13.4 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Crone will get it into Hanke. Hanke will bring the ball across the timeline, 2-3 zone for Putnam County. Hanke between the two circles, dribbles to the right wing, gives it to Crone. Crone, stop, pop, the won't count, and that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Putnam County 10, Princeton 9. Back in a moment. This is KMEN Sports.
If you are struggling to afford internet service for your household, there's a new government program that may be able to help. It's called the Affordable Connectivity Program, and it provides up to a $30 monthly discount to qualifying households. Find more information about the program, including if you qualify and how to enroll, at fcc.gov/ACP or call toll-free at 877-384-2575. That's 877-384-2575.
Niemer is a participating provider. Friends, do you enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture. They also offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. Member FDIC.
And welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School, home of the Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament. First girls quarterfinal of the night. As we start the second quarter, Putnam County, the 5-seed, leading the 4-seed Princeton Lady Tigers 10-9. As Putnam County with the basketball. They give it a Seaton now between the two circles. A Seaton around the pick set by McMillan. Takes it to the left wing beyond the arc. Picks up a dribble. Looks for somebody. Now trying to get it to Snelly. Stolen away by Allnut. Gets it ahead to Hinkey. With the left hand, got it. Addie Hinkey with 2 points, and it's a 1-point Princeton lead. 11-9. As Perkins gives it to Carly Seaton. Seaton between the two circles, dribbles to the left wing, picks up the dribble, looks for somebody. Bounce pass inside to Dickerson. Gets it back out to Perkins. Tries a three, no good, top of the key. Snelly comes off the rebound. Snelly has it. Now McMillan in the right corner. McMillan drive along the baseline, a whistle and a foul, and the foul is going to be on Randy Shahan. So Shahan's going to pick up her first foul. Jenna Knowles will check back in. McMillan will set down. As Putnam County underneath their own basket, Charlie Seaton inbound gets it to Dickerson, puts up the shot and missed it. And Snelly comes off with the rebound, and then Snelly falls down. They call Snelly for the travel. So Princeton up by one with the basketball. Crone gives it to Hinkie. Hinkie across the timeline to Allnut on the right wing. Now Hinkie top of the key to Crone on the left wing. Crone inside the arc, gives it back to Hinkie. Law almost lost. Now Hinkie on the right side of the circle, bands out to the right wing. Hinkie looks for somebody. Gets it inside to Grace Kelly. Kelly, wide open, 14-footer, missed it. And Snelly comes off the rebound. Gives it to Perkins. And Elise Perkins across the timeline. Jenna Knowles, little 10-footer off the baseline, no good. And Snelly got the rebound. She's tied up by Shahan. Elevating possession, comes back to Princeton. Both teams off to a cold start so far. Crone with the basketball. Gives it to Hinkie. Hinkie across the timeline to the top of the key to Shahan on the left wing. Now Kelly in the left corner. Hinkie will try a three on the way. Pinballs in that move. Good. And Knowles with the rebound. Gets it out to Perkins, and Perkins double dribbled it. So Crone on the near sideline, right in front of the scorer's table, will inbound. Gets the ball to Hinkie. Hinkie to Allnut. One dribble looks for somebody. Out in the paint. Taken by, stolen away by Dickerson. Then she lost it. Picked up by Hinkie. Then Hinkie had it knocked out of her hands. As in the ball game comes Macy Hinde for Putnam County. Dickerson will check out. Also, Jessel Knowles will check in. Coming in is Mackenzie Duncan checking back in with two personal fouls in the right corner. Tried to get it inside, stolen away by Jenna Knowles. We get it out to Perkins. She gets it over to Jesslyn Knowles on the right wing. Jesslyn takes it right to the hoop, missed it, got it back, put it back up, no good. Jenna got it. Yes. Jenna Knowles with 4 points. And it's a Putnam County lead, 12-11. Hinkie on the right wing. Crone stopped, pops, and 10. Got it. Lauren Crone with 8 points. 1 point Princeton lead. Jessel Knowles gives it to Snelly on the right wing. Snelly to Jenna Knowles, and Jenna walked with it. So the turnover goes back to Princeton as Crone will inbound to Duncan. And Duncan will bring it across the timeline. Has it at the top of the key. Gives the ball to Shahan on the left wing and the left corner to Kelly. Kelly back to Shahan on the left corner. Shahan to Duncan on the left wing. No, that's Hinkie. And she'll try a 10-foot jumper. No good. Rebound saved in bounds. But right to Grace Snelly. And Snelly gets the ball to Jesslyn Knowles. Elise Perkins will try a three. No good. And Jesslyn with the rebound just throws one off the backboard. Still loose on the floor. Finally picked up by Elise Perkins. Jesslyn Knowles eyes a three. No good. Gets her own rebound. Running 10-footer. Missed it. Up through the foul. So Jesslyn Knowles will go to the line as the foul's going to be on Grace Kelly. So Kelly picks up her second personal foul. So Jesslyn Knowles at the line looks for her first point. Got it. And they're tied at 13. As Elise Perkins will check out. Also checking out of the ball game comes Hinde. And Knowles' second free throw up. Got them both. So Jesslyn Knowles with 2 points. 1 point, Putnam County lead. Hinkie will try a three off the left wing. No good. Dickerson off the rebound. Gets the ball out to Jenna Knowles. To Grace Snelly. Now with the basketball is Knowles. Tried to bounce past to Dickerson. Dickerson couldn't get out. Oh, well, maybe it's punched out of bounds. So it'll be Putnam basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. So it was actually kicked by Princeton. So Jesslyn Knowles underneath her own basket to Jenna on the left baseline. Lost the ball, stole away by Crone. Get the ball ahead to Hinkie. Hinkie off, glass, got it. Addie Hinkie with 4 points. And now a timeout on the floor. 4:03 left to play in the first half. It's Putnam County 14, Princeton 13, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County Midget Teams.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scott County High School. 4:03 left to play in the first half. First girls' game of the night. It's a 4-5 matchup, and number 5 right now, number 5 Putnam County is leading number 4 Princeton 14-13. Now a little pressure by the Lady Tigers. As now we're going to wait and see. I don't know whether they're checking to make sure Putnam County does get the basketball or what. As they check with the official scorer, he keeps looking up the clock to make sure everything is copacetic. And now they go down and talk to Keith Smith. I think maybe Keith had a question, so it was answered. And Putnam County with the basketball, pressure by Princeton. As Carly Seaton deals through a double team and double dribble the basketball. So right now it's been a game of turnovers. As Hinkie will inbound to Duncan. Duncan will bring the ball across the timeline for the Lady Tigers. Gives it to Hinkie on the left wing in the left corner to Kelly. Kelly runs dribble, gives it back to Shahan on the left side of the circle. Now Crone for three, no good. And off the rebound, Jesslyn Knowles for Carly Seaton. Seaton bands out into the right corner. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Gives it to Perkins. Three-pointer by Elise. It's airballed it. And off the rebound comes Crone. Well, maybe Crone didn't touch it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Princeton basketball with 3:26 left to play in the first half. As Duncan will bring it across the timeline for the Lady Tigers. Duncan gives it to Hinkie on the right wing inside the arc. Kicks it back to Kelly at top of the key. Now it's Shahan. Cut off. Well, that's Crone. Cut off on the baseline. Hinkie will try a three. No good. And rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball as Princeton on top, 15-14. So, again, traced by the Lady Tigers. Inbound pass to Jesslyn Knowles. As Knowles gives the ball to Seaton. Seaton across the timeline. Gives it up to Schnelli. Now to Seaton, wide open. Took up the shot and missed it. And the foul is going to be on Lauren Crone, I think. Oh, going to be on Shahan. So Randa Shahan picks up her second personal foul. Harley Seaton at the line. First shot up, missed it. Seaton with 3 points, looking for four. Now Jesslyn Knowles checks out. Jenna Knowles will check in. As Carly Seaton eyes it, fires it, and got it. 4 points for Carly Seaton. We're tied at 15. Now Shahan will check out. And in the ball game comes Grace Allnut. Grace, you're by Putnam County. It's Kelly in the backcourt. Gives it to Duncan. Now to Allnut. To the left wing, it goes to Hinkie. She dribbled wide off the left wing, a whistle and a foul. There's a foul. Going to be on Adeline Dickerson. That's her second. And at the line will be Addie Hinkie. First shot up, got it. 5 points for Addie Hinkie. 16-15. Princeton with a lead, 2:44 left to play in the first half. Second shot up, missed it. And off of the rebound, Elise Perkins. As Perkins will bring it across the timeline, gets it ahead to Grace Schnelly. Now Seton will try a three. No good. Rebound Genovese, but it was shot blocked by Hinkie. And then Grace Schnelly got the rebound, and she was tied up. Jump ball, alternating position, stays with Putnam County. Elise Perkins bounced past to Schnelly in the left corner. Jenna Knowles. Now Perkins will try a three. No good. And Dickerson off of the rebound. Her putback, no good. And Ruth Ball picked up by Seton to Dickerson. Dickerson gets it over to Schnelly. Little 10-footer off the baseline, no good. And Schnelly, again, this time she tied up with Allnut. Alternating possession back to Princeton. Hanky will inbound to Duncan, and Duncan walks the ball across the timeline. 2-1-2 zone by Putnam County. As a bounce pass, they try to get it to Kelly in a triple team, stolen away by Putnam County. Seton on the left wing, skips to the right wing to Perkins, steps into a three, airballed it. And Dickerson trying to save it in bound, couldn't do it. It'll be Princeton basketball, 1:50 left to play in the first half. 1 point, Princeton lead, 16-15. Eddie Hinkie across the timeline gives it to Crone on the right wing. Crone inside the arc on the right wing. Skips it over to Duncan. Duncan will try a three. It's no good. And Carly Seton off the rebound. Seton will bring it across the timeline. She's guarded by Crone. Give it to Schnelly on the left wing. Schnelly will try a three. No good. And the rebound goes out of bounds off Elise Perkins. So it goes right back to Princeton. As in the ball game, Claire Buckler back in. As Crone out of the left corner puts up a two. Good on the line. It's good. And that's 10 points for Lauren Crone. Carly Seton gives it to Perkins. Perkins dribbles through a double team. Gets it inside to Adeline Dickerson. Now Seton puts up a left-handed 10-footer. No good. And off of the rebound comes Allnut to Duncan. As Duncan will take her time. Down to 45 seconds left to play in the first half. Gives it to Hinkie on the left wing and the left corner to Crone. Crone drives the left baseline. As she tried to bounce past to Allnut. There was absolutely no room there, and all that couldn't hang on to it, so it goes back to Putnam County. Pressure again by Princeton. Carly Seton gives it to Perkins. Perkins down the near sideline. Gives it to Dickerson. Dickerson puts it up, missed the shot. And off the rebound comes Allnut to Duncan. Gets it ahead to Hinkie on the left wing. Hinkie to the free throw line. Gives it back to Duncan on the left side of the circle behind the arc. Hinkie, dribble drive off the right wing, jump stop in the paint, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound put back, no good by Kelly. Had off the rebound, Dickerson, then stole away by Kelly. Out of whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Jenna Knowles. So Jenna Knowles picks up her first foul. And Grace Kelly will go to the line. She'll shoot a 1-1. That's 8 team fouls against Putnam County. As Kelly eyes it, fires it, got it. 4 points for Grace Kelly. Back to a 4-point Princeton lead, 19-15, 9/10 of a second left to play. Kelly's second free throw got a goal. 5 points for Grace Kelly. As Duncan will check out, all in the ball game will come Cheyenne Dinsmore. As Perkins got the inbound pass, goes up the prayer, no good. And that's the end of the first half with the score, Princeton 20 and Putnam County 15. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
For the best weekly coverage of local news, sports, county government, social news, and much more, read the Unionville Republican. They've provided continuous coverage for people in Putnam County for over 145 years. For your convenience, they have an email address for your news and advertising at urep@niemer.net. That's urep@niemer.net. or call 660-947-2222. 660-947-2222.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Do you want the best for your car? Then fill up with premium at Circle K. Circle K Premium is our best fuel with double the cleaning detergent, protecting your engine from corrosion and damage so it can work at its best. And that, my friend, increases your mileage for more cha-ching in your pocket. Plus, when you fill up with premium at Circle K, you can save up to 20 cents per gallon. Offer valid Thursdays or Fridays at participating stores. For details, visit CircleK.com. Circle K, how convenient.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
And welcome back, everybody, to Scottsdale County High School, home of the Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament. Again, it's girls' night as we have two girls' quarterfinal games, and we're at halftime of the first one. It's a matchup between number 4 seed Princeton, number 5 seed Putnam County, and Princeton leading Putnam County here at halftime, 20-15. Let's take a look at the score in first four. Princeton, Addie Hinkey with 5 points, Lauren Crone with 10, and Grace Kelly with 5. With Putnam County, Elise Perkins with 4. Jenna Knowles with 4. Adeline Dickerson with 1. And Carly Seaton with 4. Also, Jesselyn Knowles with 2 points. Putnam County led 10-9 after one quarter. Princeton outscored Putnam 11-5 in the second quarter. And Princeton leads here at halftime 20-15. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
If you are struggling to afford internet service for your household, there's a new government program that may be able to help. It's called the Affordable Connectivity Program, and it provides up to a $30 monthly discount to qualifying households. Find more information about the program, including if you qualify and how to enroll, at fcc.gov/ACP or call toll-free at 877-384-2575. That's 877-384-2575.
Niemer is a participating provider.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Cloudy tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 35. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 44. Lows dip down to about 8 above. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Low 20s Wednesday, upper 20s Thursday with a chance of snow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 53.
Making my kids my famous meatballs mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
And welcome back, everybody, to Scottsdale County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Putnam County Lady Midget Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime of this girls game with number 4 seed Princeton ladies leading number 5 Putnam ladies 20-15. And coming up next, it's a 3-6 matchup, the 3rd seed Canton Lady Tigers and the number 6 seed Knox County Lady Eagles. That's the two games, the two quarterfinal girls games tonight from Schuyler County. Then, of course, Andy will be on the air just before 7:30 from Monroe City as the Class 3 District 6 tournament underway at Monroe City. It'll be number 3 seed Highland taking on number 6 Clark County. That'll be streamed on KMEM. Then tomorrow night, we'll have two quarterfinal boys games at 6 o'clock. Number 4 takes on number 5. Number 4 seed Schuyler County Tigers will play the Princeton Tigers. Then following that at 7:30, number 3 Schuyler County will play number 6 Canton. That'll be tomorrow night from Schuyler County. Then from Monroe City tomorrow night, 7:30, we'll stream that ball game for you. It'll be a 3-6 matchup. Number 3 seed Highland Cougars will take on number 6 Clark County. So that's where we are right now. As far as we just take it a game at a time. Then Wednesday night, it'll be the girls' semifinals. Thursday night, the boys' semifinals from here at Schuyler County. Then on Saturday, starting at noon, the girls' championship, followed at 2 o'clock by the boys' championship. That's what's on tap here at Schuyler County. Now, in those cities, same thing. Girls' semifinals will be Wednesday, boys' semifinals Thursday, but the girls' championship will be on Friday at 6 o'clock, boys' championship on Saturday night at 6 o'clock. That's all coming from Monroe City. And we'll try to keep you up to date as much as we can. Dave is feverishly working on the computer, trying to keep up with all these districts around the area. 20-15, Princeton with the lead over Putnam County, and I'll be back with the third quarter in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams. Friends, do you enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture. They also offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan, Missouri, member FDIC.
Restrictions may apply. Plans and cost of coverage may vary. Call Protect My Car for details.
Look, money is tight right now. You sure don't need to get hit with a big unexpected repair bill. What if your car breaks down today? Could you pay the bill? If it's a transmission, that's over $3,000. Your engine, up to $6,000. Even minor repairs can hit your wallet hard. Here's the good news. If you have a car, truck, or SUV that's $19.99 or newer, you could stop paying for repairs today. That's right. With Protect My Car, when your car breaks down, they pay the repair bill for you. Just call 800-587-7860 now to get protected. Protect My Car pays your engine, transmission, air conditioning, and suspension repairs and more. Call 800-587-7860 to get your car protected before the next repair bill hits. Call 800-587-7860 today and get free roadside assistance, free towing, free car rental, and free oil changes. Call Protect My Car today. 800-587-7860 and never pay for car repairs again. Call 800-587-7860.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School as we start the second half. Girls quarterfinal game, 4-5 matchup, and number 5, Putnam County, with the basketball, trailing by 5. As Grace Nelly will have it on the right wing beyond the arc, they give it to Seaton for 3, airballed it, and out with it comes Duncan. Duncan to the top of his team, and a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Elise Perkins. That's her first. So first foul on Elise Perkins. Good pressure by Putnam County. As Crone will inbound to Duncan. Duncan gets across the timeline to Buckler. Buckler gets it inside to Keller. Keller couldn't hang on to it, and it's stolen away by Jocelyn Knowles to Carly Seaton. Seaton motors across the timeline to the right wing, out between the two circles to Jocelyn Knowles. Now Perkins on the left wing. Perkins dribbles along the baseline, running five-footer wouldn't go down. And Duncan with the rebound. Duncan gets it out to Hanke. Hanke will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Buckler for three. Offside. Clara Buckler hits a three-pointer. It's 23-15. Princeton's biggest lead of the ball game. Skelly across the timeline to Perkins on the left wing inside the arc. Bounce pass to Snelly. Snelly, 15-footer, got it. 2 points for Grace Snelly. 23-17. Crone with the basketball. Brings it across the timeline. Splits a double team to the free throw line. Dunks it on the left wing. And airmails it off to the right wing to Buckler. So it'll be Putnam County basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. Jocelyn Knowles will inbound to Elise Perkins to Knowles. Gets it ahead to Snelly. Snelly on the left wing. Gets back out to Knowles. He'll try three. No good. And Knowles comes off the long rebound. Free throw line. Elise Perkins will try three. No good. And Snelly had the rebound. Lost it. Now it's Crone. Gets tied up by Dickerson. Alternating possession. Back to Princeton. Great little pressure again by Putnam County. Duncan with the basketball. Duncan gets across the timeline to Lauren Crone. On the left wing inside the arc, fans back out beyond the arc. Gets it in the paint to Hanke. Hanke had the ball slapped away. Stolen away by Snelly. They get it ahead to Seaton. Seaton had the ball slapped out of her hands by Crone. Crone the other way. Crone, dribble drive off the right wing. Walk got by with it. Gives it a Hanke. Five-foot jumper, no good. Kelly underneath the basket. Looks for somebody. Gets it to Crone. No good. And Snelly comes off the rebound. They get it ahead to Dickerson. As Dickerson tried to get the ball to Carly Seaton, and it's stolen away and picked up by Crone. We come back the other way. As Crone will bring it across the timeline in a double team. Looks for somebody. Bounce pass to Hanke on the left wing. Duncan has it between the two circles to Hanke. Hanke between the two circles. Hanke gets it to Crone. 17-footer on the way. No good. And Jessel Knowles off the rebound. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Grace Kelly. So Kelly picks up her third personal foul. Now Shahan will check in. Kelly will set down. As Princeton will come up about a three-quarter, 2-1-2 trap. As Jessler Knowles, well, that's Elise Perkins, will have to tie her shoelace. She actually threw a shoe, so she had to take it clear off. Now puts it back on, ties her shoelace, and now we're set to go. 5:05 left to play in the third quarter. Jocelyn Knowles inbounds to Seaton. As Carly Seaton will bring it across the timeline. Takes it right down to the left block. Kicks it back out to Perkins. Free throw line to Snelly. Gives it out to Jocelyn Knowles, and Jocelyn walks with it. So turnover, Princeton. A turnover, Putnam County, and Princeton gets it back. Crone will inbound to Duncan. As Duncan will slowly walk it across the timeline. 23-17, Princeton with the lead. Now Duncan airmails it over Hinkie's head and out of bounds. So Elise Perkins will inbound to Seaton. As Carly Seaton with the basketball. Gives the ball back to Perkins. As Perkins dribbles into a triple team, gets across the timeline to Snelly. Snelly to Jocelyn Knowles between the two circles. Jocelyn puts the ball on the floor, takes it down the right lane. tries to put up a shot blocked by Buckler, and out with it comes Lauren Crone. Crone will bring it across the timeline. Gives the ball to Buckler between the two circles. Now Hanky for three on the way. Kiss at home. Bullseye. Out of the right corner. She didn't call bank, but they all count. So 8 points for Hanky. Here comes Seton to the dotted line. Tried to get it to Dickerson, and Dickerson couldn't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Princeton basketball. As Elise Perkins will check out now, I think Putnam County wants a timeout. 3:56 left to play in the third quarter. It's Princeton 26 and Putnam County 17. Back in 30 seconds, this is KMEM Sports.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
3:56 left to play in the third quarter of this girls' first-round game at Princeton. Biggest lead of the ball game, 26-17 over Putnam County. Princeton with the basketball. Hanky lost the handle of the basketball, stole away by Seton. And Seton had the ball slapped out of her hand by Hanky. It'll be Putnam basketball out of bounds underneath her own basket. Jesslyn Knowles will trigger. As Knowles slaps it, looks for somebody, still looks for somebody, gets the ball to Seton in the left corner. On the left wing, Jesslyn Knowles, left side of the circle to Snelly. Now Seton around the top of the key, right side of the circle, kicks it back out to Knowles. Knowles has it between the two circles. Now Jenna Knowles, try to force it inside in a triple team and stolen away by Princeton. Crone will bring it across the timeline. As Crone between the two circles in a double team. Now Hinkie guarded by Jesslyn Knowles, and a whistle and a foul, and a foul is going to be on Jesslyn Knowles. So Jesslyn Knowles picks up her third personal foul. Elise Perkins checks back in, and Jesslyn Knowles will check out. That's two team fouls against Putnam County. So Crone on the far sideline gets it in to Duncan. To Hanky in the right corner. Hanky on the right wing. Had a pass tip that picked up by Duncan. It gives us Shahan on the left baseline. Duncan top of the key. Now Buckler for three on the way. Airballed it. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter. So Perkins inbounds to Seton. Seton gets the ball to Jenna Knowles down the near sideline. As Jenna Knowles kicks it to Snelly. Snelly, little 10-footer from the dotted line, no good. And Duncan off the rebound, gets it ahead to Hanky. Hanky takes it to the house, lays it up, and got it. Addie Hanky with 10 points. 28-17, Princeton with the lead. As Carly Seton, the double team, and Keith Smith called a timeout. 2:33 left to play in the third quarter. It's Princeton 28. Putnam County 17, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
For the best weekly coverage of local news, sports, county government, social news, and much more, read the Unionville Republican. They've provided continuous coverage for people in Putnam County for over 145 years. For your convenience, they have an email address for your news and advertising at urep@nemer.net. That's urep@nemer.net. Or call 660-947-2222. 660-947-2222.
And welcome back, everybody, to Scottsdale County R1 High School. 2:33 left to play in the third quarter. Princeton 28 and Putnam County 17. And Putnam County will have the basketball out of bounds on the first fire near sideline. As Carly Seton to the top of the key. To Perkins on the right wing. On the right baseline, Jenna Knowles had the ball slapped out of her hand, picked up by Perkins in the right corner. She dribbles to the right side of the circle. Now Seaton for three on the way. No good. Perkins with the rebound. Fans out to the right wing. Seaton down the right lane. Throws up a shot and missed it. And Shahan off the rebound. Gets it out to Crone. As Crone will bring it across the timeline in a hurry. As Crone runs into Jenna Knowles, and the foul is going to be on Jenna Knowles. The second foul on Jenna Knowles. 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter. 28-17, 11-point Princeton lead. Duncan with the basketball has it on the deep right wing in a double team. And the ball off to Hinkie in the center circle. Underneath it goes Shahan, and Shahan couldn't hang on to that Buckler, rather. Couldn't hang on to the pass. Goes out of bounds, so a turnover to Princeton. Here comes Putnam County. Harley Seaton throws it to Jenna Knowles on the right wing. And Jenna dribbles right in to Crone. Gives it to Shahan. Shahan walked out by with it. Now Crone kicks it back to Hinkie for three. Bullseye! 13 points for Addie Hinkie. 31-17, Princeton with a lead. Elise Perkins takes it down the far sideline, a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Duncan. And Mackenzie Johnson, that's her third foul. As Jessalyn Knowles will check in, and Jenna Knowles will check out. So Carly Seaton with the basketball. Gives the ball to Jessalyn Knowles. Knowles gives a drive into the paint, kicks it back out to Perkins. And what do we have? Whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Buckler. Claire Buckler picks up her first foul. As McMillan checks in. And Lindsay checked out. Also, Duncan checks out as they get the ball inside to Dickerson. Put up a shot blocked. And out with it comes Crone. Now Hinkie. Hinkie puts up the shot. No good. Oh, that's with the rebound. Picked up the shot and missed it. And the foul's going to be on Madison McMillan. And that's her first. And to the line will go Hannah Allnut. Looks for her first points of the ball game. 51 seconds left to play in the third quarter. As Hannah Allnut to shoot a pair. First shot up. That's the short. Still 31-17, Princeton with the lead. As the Canton girls set together as a team, just off to my right, they play the next game, taking on the Knox County Ladies. So now Allnut, now the officials talking things over. I don't know, did Princeton call a timeout? Just exactly what happened. All three officials are talking things over about something. Allnut missed the first free throw. Just barely drew iron. But so the officials talk, well, whatever they're talking about, as they sent both teams back to the bench. So while they're still discussing this, actually, both teams getting a free 30-second timeout, it looks like to me. As Coach Richmond, not even talking to his girls, Keith Smith, talking to his players. I'm not sure exactly what all this is about. Now all three officials, or two of the officials, coming to the scorer's table. One official going to talk to Coach Smith. I don't think anybody checked in with the wrong number. But he's talking to Coach Smith. Unless somebody checked in and didn't report, I don't know. We'll soon find out as now the second official comes over to talk to Coach Smith. Whatever it is, all three officials agree to whatever they're going to decide. A technical foul against Putnam County. So I would say somebody didn't check in. That would be my guess. They didn't check in. Because all the numbers that have played were the numbers I have on my statute. So I would say somebody just didn't get buzzed in. They walked in, and one of the three officials caught it. So anyway, there's a technical foul against Putnam County. And so it's going to be Anna Allnut going to shoot her second free throw. She still looks for her first points of the ball game. Isaac fires it and got it. So Allnut has her first points, and now they're going to send Addie Hinkey to the line to shoot the technicals. As Hinkey has 15 points, looking for 16. Shots up, got it. So 13 now make 14 for Addie Hinkey. 14 looking for 15. Shots up, no good. That makes it 33-17, and Princeton will have the basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. So that's my official guess, is somebody checked in and didn't report in. So Hinkey gets the ball from Allnut on the right wing. Hinkey on the right wing. Kicks it back out to Buckler between the two circles. Tasha Hand on the left wing. In the left corner to Crone. Crone kicks it back to Buckler. Passed up for three. Now Hinkey. Jumps off in the paint. Goes up the shot. Missed it. And off the rebound comes Dickerson. Dickerson gives it to Seton on the left wing. Seton kicks it out to Grace Snelling. Now Jessel Knowles takes it into the paint. A little 5-foot runner. Got it. 4 points for Jessel Knowles. 33-19. As Hinkey across the timeline takes it to the right corner. Kicks it back out to Crone. Crone steps into a three. Bullseye. That's the buzzer. Lauren Crone. She has 13 points, and I think maybe she was fouled. No, they didn't. No foul on her. I thought there's 1.7 seconds left in the quarter. So that's why everybody kind of dropped their jaw and bounced past it. Jessler Knowles fires a prayer at the buzzer, not answered. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Princeton 36, Putnam County 19. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were yelling at another car while driving, let me say it again.
You need to calm down.
Yelling is just making everyone as stressed out as you are and letting them all know that you definitely aren't trying to save with Progressive Snapshot. And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't yelling at another car, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
Looking to make improvements around your home? I'm Richard McCann with your Easy Fix Moment. Most people don't realize that if you have a generator, whether it's a portable or a whole house generator, they have to be serviced about once a year. You don't want to go into a snowstorm or anything else where you need your generator and it's not running. So call your contractor and make sure your generator is running the way it's supposed to when you need it. Brought to you by Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School, home of the Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament. Tonight is both girls' quarterfinal games. As we go start the final 8 minutes of this first game, it's Princeton, the number 4 seed, leading number 5 Putnam County, 36-19. Putnam County will have the basketball to start the fourth quarter as Jenna Knowles inbounds to Jesselyn. Jesselyn Knowles takes it to the right wing. Now Perkins in the right corner. And a whistle and a foul as Perkins tried to pass out of a double team. And the foul's going to be on Claire Buckler, and that's her second. So two fouls on Claire Buckler. Perkins inbounds to Jesselyn Knowles. Gets it inside to Dickerson. Dickerson off last. Got it. Adeline Dickerson with 3 points. Makes it 36-21. 15-point Princeton lead with the basketball. Crone across the timeline. Buckler for three. On the way. Bullseye. Larry Buckler with 6 points. 39-21. As Ray Schnelli 15-footer on the way from the free throw line, missed it, and off the rebound comes Buckler to Crone. Crone dribbles in and out of a double team to Duncan. Duncan gives it to Shahan in the right corner. Lost it, takes it in bounds right to Grace Nelly. Here comes Jesselyn Knowles. Now Jenna Knowles on the right baseline. To Jesselyn on the right baseline. Puts up the 25-footer and missed it and drew the foul. And the foul's going to be on Duncan, and four fouls on Mackenzie Duncan. So that's four fouls on hers. Grace Nelly gets set to check in. Jesselyn Knowles, first free throw up, no good. Jesselyn Knowles with 4 points. Carly Seaton will check in. Jenna Knowles will check out. Duncan checks out for Princeton. And Jesselyn Knowles eyes it, fires it, and missed it. And off the rebound comes Lauren Crone. Crone will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Henke. Down the far sideline. Henke, dribble drive into the paint. Bounce pass to the left block to Snelly. Now 15-footer by Crone. Six balls in that move. Good. Grace Kelly off the rebound. Missed the putback, but drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Jesselyn Knowles, and that's her fourth. So four fouls on Jesselyn Knowles. So Grace Kelly will be at the line. She has five looking for six. Her shot up, got it. 6 points for Grace Kelly. 40-21. Princeton with a lead. 6:38 left to play in the ball game. As Kelly's second free throw on the way, in and out, no good. And off the rebound, Putnam County. Dickerson gives the ball to Seaton. Seaton will bring it across the timeline to the left wing to Snelly, top of the key. Jesselyn Knowles for three on the way, no good. And fight for the rebound. Out with it comes Knowles. Her little running five-footer, got it. 6 points for Jesselyn Knowles. 40-23. Putnam County with a lead as Crone splits a double team, gives the ball to Buckler on the left wing. Buckler hands it off between the two circles to Henke around the top of the key, and now Princeton wants a timeout. 6:06 left to play in the ball game. It's Princeton 40 and Putnam County 23. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
New Spicy Lovers Pizza from Pizza Hut is here. With spicy marinara, sliced red chilies, and a fiery blend of herbs and crushed red pepper, your taste buds will thank you. After they've cooled down. New Spicy Lovers Pizza. No one out-pizzas the Hut. Product availability and prices may vary. Exclusions apply.
Explore Banana Republic Factory with 50% off everything. Shop versatile tops, adventure-ready pants, and more from $24.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County Arwana High School, home of the Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament. 6:06 left to play in this first girls' quarterfinal, and Princeton leading Putnam County 40-23, and Princeton will inbound on the far sideline. Kelly gets it into Crone. Now Henke takes it inside the arc of the right wing. Bounce past to Buckler, top of the key to Crone. Three-pointer on the way. Off the right wing, no good. Fight for the rebound, and Kelly comes away with it. Kelly kicks it back out to Henke. Henke jumps off into the paint. And she missed the shot, but she's fouled, and the foul's going to be on Elise Perkins, and that's her second. So two fouls on Elise Perkins. And Henke at the line. Her shot up, missed it. She has 14, looking for 15. And now Keith Smith wants a timeout. 5:46 left to play in the ball game. Princeton 40, Putnam County 23. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss. Call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Highlighting female entrepreneurs. Sponsored by Indeed. Angie Hicks co-founded Angie's List in 1995. Now that the company has rebranded as Angie, their CCO is looking back on the journey.
Started in Columbus, Ohio, and I remember seeing our little tiny ad called Tired of Lousy Service show up in the Plain Dealer when we opened in Cleveland, and I was like, oh my, now we're in multiple cities.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Our hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
9:36 off the play in the ball game. Princeton 40 and Putnam County 23. The winner of this ball game will place number one seed Scotland County on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. And the loser gets ready for track. So Hanke with 14, looking for 15. Shots up, got it. 15 points for Addie Hanke. 41-23, 18 points. Princeton lead. Jessel Knowles drives the far sideline and off. That's the foul on Knowles, and that's five on Jessel Knowles. So Jenna Knowles will check in. Jessel Knowles sets down. She'll be back next year. That's the 17 foul against Putnam County. So Lauren Crone will inbound on their sideline. Gets the ball to Hanke. Hanke will bring it across the timeline to the right wing. Try to give the ball to Crone and does on the right wing inside the arc. Crone takes it down to the right corner and throws down and walks with it. I think she was looking for the foul, didn't get it. So Elise Perkins will inbound. Gets it to Carly Seaton. Seaton will bring it across the timeline. Dribbles in and out of a triple team to the left wing. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Now we have a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Kelly or Hanke. One or two, it's going to be on Kelly. So Grace Kelly picks up her fourth foul. 16 foul against Princeton. Seaton inbounds to Jenna Knowles. Dr. Seaton tried to step into a free, decided against it, takes it down in the left corner. Now trying to get it back to Jenna Knowles, stolen away by Buckler. To Grace Kelly, across to Hanke. Hanke three on the way, in and out, no good. And Jenna Knowles on the rebound. It's a foot race. As Knowles takes it to the house, plays it up, got it. 6 points for Jenna Knowles. Now another timeout on the floor, 4:53 left to play in the ball game. Princeton 41 and Putnam County 25. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
My husband is a wonderful man. He's a great father, funny and loving when he's not drinking. When he drinks, he becomes a complete stranger, angry and mean. Not the man I fell in love with. I've become really good at pretending everything's okay for the kids' sake, but it's taking a toll on me. I'm so angry that my husband chooses alcohol over us. If he really loved us, he'd stop drinking, right? My counselor suggested I try Al-Anon family groups. At first, I didn't understand why she wanted me to go. I'm not the one with the problem, but I'm glad I went. I heard people's stories, and they sound exactly like mine. I knew I was in the right place. Do you worry about how much someone drinks? You are not alone. Al-Anon or Alateen can help. For more information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Scotland County High School, 4:53 left to play in this first quarterfinal girls game at Princeton leading Putnam County 41-35. And the full court pressure by Putnam County. Inbound pass to Buckler. And the pass knocked out of bounds by Elise Perkins. So now Hanke will inbound. And she's guarded by Jenna Knowles. Hanke looks for somebody. Still looks. Bounce pass to Crone. Crone dribbles in and out of the triple team. Off the ball is picked up by Kelly. Kelly in the backcourt across the timeline to Hanke. Pinky to Buckler for three. In and out, no good. Grace Kelly the rebound. Her putback, no good. Got it back, put it back up, and got it. 8 points for Grace Kelly. Back to 19 points. Princeton lead, 43-25. With the basketball is Elise Perkins. Now Carly Seaton. Now Perkins for three on the way. No good. She gets across the rim. Crone comes off the rebound. Crone down the far sideline. Now fans back out to the left wing. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Gets it inside to Allnut. She walked with it. Gracie Allnut took too many steps. Back to Putnam County. 4-1 left to play in the ball game. As back to Gidding. Now, if Putnam County fans didn't care for that, I'll explain it after Dickerson puts it up and in. As Mackenzie Duncan, they were going to send her back in. She started out on the floor. The officials just put her back on the bench. And it was one of those things as Hankins tries a three. And it was one of those things the Putnam County fans saw that, and they got teed up for almost the same thing. But it's neither here nor there. But Donna Duncan just got up and ran out on the floor. So here's Jenna Knowles, little 10-foot jumper, no good. And Hankey comes off with the rebound. Hankey, behind the back dribble. Rub goes right lane, puts up the shot, missed it. The foul, I think, is going to be on Carly Seaton. It will be. So Carly Seaton picks up her third personal foul. And to the line will go Addie Hankey. Hankey shot up. Got it. 16 points for Addie Hankey. And now Keith Smith wants another timeout. 3:20 left to play in the ball game. Princeton 44, Putnam County 27, back in 60 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
In many countries around the world, medical care is scarce. From birth defects to serious injuries and illnesses, countless millions have no access to safe surgery. Mercy Ships is there to help. With a team of volunteer professionals, nurses, surgeons, utilizing state-of-the-art hospital ships, Mercy Ships provides free surgeries for the thousands of those who are waiting for surgery at each port.
Mercy Ships is bringing services to countries that would otherwise never be able to access those services.
We just see people that need help. You realize that they have no way of getting help, and I want them to know that they're loved.
Help make a lasting impact and turn someone's fear to joy. Find out how you can help by visiting our website at mercyships.org for more information. That's mercyships.org.
3:20 left to play in the ball game. It's Princeton 44, Putnam County 27. And Addie Hankey at the line. She has 16, looking for 17 points. As Hankey eyes it, fires it, got it. 17 points for Addie Hankey. Back to an 18-point Princeton lead. That's kind of where they've been this whole second half. As Seaton gets the ball across the timeline to Jenna Knowles. As Jenna walked, got by with it. Now Snelly, 15-footer, no good. And Grace Kelly runs down the rebound. Kelly looks for somebody to throw it to. Bounce pass to Buckler. No, that's Crone. Crone takes it to the right wing. Dribbles out between the two circles. Now Buckler has it on the deep left wing. Buckler looks for somebody, finds Duncan on the left wing, skips to the right wing to Kelly. Now three from Crone out of the right corner, no good. And Seaton comes off with the rebound. As Carly Seaton will bring it across the timeline to the free throw line. And had a pass stolen away by Hankey, but stolen right back by Elise Perkins off glass. Got it. Now 6 points for Elise Perkins, 45-29. Princeton with the lead, and now whistling a foul. And the foul is going to be on Elise Perkins. So Perkins picks up her third personal foul. That's a 19 foul against Putnam County. And will send Mackenzie Duncan to the line, looking for her first points of the ball game. She'll shoot a 1-1. Shots up, no good. And Perkins comes out with a rebound and walked with it. So we did what the plan was. Elise just Reynolds got the ball, turned around, took a step. So now Hankey will try a three off the left wing. No good. And Jenna Knowles comes off the rebound. As Jenna Knowles, she walked with it. Tried to stop and tried to get the ball down to Adeline Dickerson and walked with it. Now Princeton wants a timeout. 2:10 left to play in the ball game. Princeton 45, Putnam County 29. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Missouri residents 16 years of age and older can complete the entire Hunter education program online. There is a small fee paid to the online course provider. Once you've completed the course and passed a 60-question final exam with a score of 80% or better, you will receive certification. Those students that take the all-online course are not required to attend any classroom portion. This has been Missouri Conservation Agent Shannon Smith.
New Spicy Lovers Pizza from Pizza Hut is here. With spicy marinara, sliced red chilies, and a fiery blend of herbs and crushed red pepper, your taste buds will thank you after they've cooled down. New Spicy Lovers Pizza. No one out-pizzas the Hut. Product availability and prices may vary. Exclusions apply.
Creamy nut butter makes it delightfully sweet. Roasted nuts make it perfectly salty. Get two great tastes in one delicious bar. Enjoy a Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Nut Bar today.
Two-10 left to play in the ball game. Princeton 45, Putnam County 39. Princeton with the basketball as Duncan against Prasher. Ball's a double team. Gets the ball over to Crone, and Crone brings it across the timeline. Crone takes it to the left wing. Now his reverse dribble out between the two circles. Gives the ball to Kelly between the two circles to Duncan. Now Hankey in the right corner. Hankey gets it underneath the Crone, puts the shot up, missed it, and she drew the foul. So Lauren Crone will go to the line, and she'll shoot two shots. Now the foul's going to be on Jenna Knowles, and I've got her for, yep, that's third foul on Jenna Knowles. First shot by Crone up, no good. 1:46 left to play. 45-29. Winner plays Scotland County Girls, the number one seed at 6 o'clock on Wednesday night. Crone, second free throw up, got it. So Lauren Crone with 14 points. 46-29. Seaton brings it across the timeline, dribbles out of the double team, and dribbled it out of bounds. As in the ball game comes Macy Hendy and Grace Nelly. Playing her last ball game as a Putnam Lady Midget sets down. Hankey brings it across the timeline to Kelly, top of the key. Now Duncan back to Kelly. Now fast to Buckler on the left wing. Left corner, they go to Crone. Crone brings it out to the left wing. Bounce pass to Kelly between the two circles. A whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Jenna Knowles, and that's her fourth. The four fouls on Jenna Knowles. And Grace Kelly will go to the line to shoot a pair. First shot by Kelly is up and good. So Grace Kelly with 9 points. In the ball game comes Bailey Dively. As all the starters are pulled out, also in comes Jordan McClain. So Keith Smith has cleared the bench as the second shot in and out, no good. Rebound put back up, it's good. And that was by Lauren Crone. She has 16. So Frazier by Princeton. As inbound pass comes to McClain. McClain gives it back to Carly Seaton. And Seaton has it between the two circles. Man to man defense by Princeton. Now a bad pass stolen away by Crone. Crone lost the dribble, picks it up on the left wing to Buckler, and now Princeton wants a timeout. 52 seconds left to play in the ball game. It's now, okay, all he did was call timeout to get his subs in the ball game. So now the official tells Putnam County there's actually no timeout. 52 seconds left to play in the game. And it will be Randa Shahan to inbound to Allnut in the left corner. Shahan on the left wing. Shahan and a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Jordan McClain. That's her first. The first foul on Jordan McClain. And to the line will go Randa Shahan, looking for her first point of the game. She'll shoot a pair. First shot on the way. Got it. First point for Shahan. Now Elise Pickens checks in, and Grace Nelly will check out. Now the tears come. Standing ovation from this really good Putnam County crowd. Now coming out of the ball game comes Hannah Min. Or maybe Hannah Min is coming into the ball game. They're taking Shahan out. All night checks out. 48 seconds left to play in the game. 51-29. So Princeton will play Scotland County girls at 6 o'clock on Wednesday night in one of the girls' semifinals. McClain gets the ball to Perkins. Perkins gives the ball to Diley on the right wing. Now Perkins puts up a little 10-foot runner. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Princeton. It'll be Putnam County ball out of bounds underneath their own basket. As inbounding will be McMillan. Now McMillan will try a three. No good out of the left corner. And off the rebound comes Grace Allnut. Allnut looks for somebody. Gets the ball out to Cheyenne Dinsmore. Underneath the basket, shots put up. No good. And the rebound comes off to Princeton. Princeton gives it to Allnut in the left corner. Kick it back out to McClain. McClain lost it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball with 4 seconds left to play. So Elise Perkins will inbound to McClain. Back to Perkins. As Perkins across the timeline, fires a three, no good, and that's into the ball game. What's the final score? Princeton 51, Putnam 29. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
New Spicy Lovers Pizza from Pizza Hut is here. With spicy marinara, sliced red chilies, and a fiery blend of herbs and crushed red pepper, your taste buds will thank you after they cool down. New Spicy Lovers Pizza. No one out-pizzas the Hut. Product availability and prices may vary. Exclusions apply.
Creamy nut butter makes it delightfully sweet. Roasted nuts make it perfectly salty. Get two great tastes in one delicious bar. Enjoy a Nature Valley sweet and salty nut bar today.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I thought it was going to be a piece of cake. I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I was an MP. Military police.
My friends thought I could do anything.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I was overwhelmed.
I couldn't sleep.
I just wanted to be by myself.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
I was too proud. And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too,
right?
I started to open up.
And it made a huge difference.
So I reached out and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Because before I was able to take on my next mission, I had to take on just taking care of myself.
To find purpose.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Cloudy tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 35. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 44. Lows dip down to about 8 above. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Low 20s Wednesday, upper 20s Thursday, with a chance of snow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 50.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School with the final as the number 4 seed Princeton Lady Tigers defeat number 5 Putnam County, 51-29. And let's take a look at the scoring. First four, Princeton. Addie Hinkey with 17 points, Hannah Alna with 1, Claire Butler with 6 points, Lauren Crone with 16, Grace Kelly with 9, and Mackenzie Duncan with 2 points. For Putnam County, Elise Perkins with 6, Jenna Knowles with 6, Grace Nelly with 2, Adeline Dickerson with 5, Carly Seaton with 4, and Jessalyn Knowles with 6 points. Putnam County led 10-9 after one quarter. Princeton outscored Putnam 11-5 in the second quarter, and the Lady Tigers led 20-15 at the half. In the third quarter, Princeton outscored Putnam 16-4, and Princeton led 36-19 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Princeton outscoring Putnam 15-10, and the Lady Tigers won it 51-29. Princeton improves to 16-8, while the Putnam County Ladies end their season with a record of 10-13. And speaking of ending, everything is kind of looking on the bright side for Putnam County midgets the next two or three years as two girls playing their final game as a Putnam County Lady Midget. And we say congratulations so long and thanks for the memories to Grace Snelly and also to Claire Tipton, who lured me over the Christmas vacation, didn't get to finish the season, but she has met so much. She and Grace Snelly both to Putnam County Nation during their 4 years in high school. So congratulations to Grace Tipton, or Claire Tipton, and Grace Snelly. Congratulations to both you girls, and the best of luck in whatever your plans in the future are. So again, Princeton will play Scotland County 6 o'clock on Wednesday night in the girls' championship semifinal. Coming up, it's Canton and Knox County, and I'll be back with that one in about 5 minutes. This is KMEM Sports.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these Putnam County sponsors, and they include Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper, and Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories just north of Memphis.